Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings.
Akwe, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hey, 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 hey
Acoustic from the drum High Noon, which started on the Thunderchild Reserve in Saskatchewan, Canada. We have had the honor to attend one of their powwows. That intertribal honor song was from High Noon's Kenyon Records CD entitled Songs for Our People. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native Center. In today's program, we focus on a very important issue that affects the well-being of all life on Mother Earth. The issue is toxic pollution from incinerators, landfills, and other health-threatening waste disposal methods. One serious aspect of this subject is the generation of electricity from waste incineration. Incineration is now being advocated as a good source of energy, despite the fact that garbage is not a renewable resource and its use as a fuel does not represent clean, green, and/or renewable energy. Waste energy, often referred to as resource recovery burn facilities by the industry, undermines the important need for society to reduce, reuse, and recycle the materials and products we humans use. Many incinerators, in order to stay so-called financially viable, require a constant steady stream of garbage in order to produce what business determines to be the amount of energy generated to produce big profits. This results in less reuse and recycling, but results in more pollution and environmental health impacts. My guests today on Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, are the directors of the Florida Alliance for a Clean Environment, Bob and Jan Krasowski. Bob and Jan are longtime activists, and like us at Yat-Kitishi Native Center, have been involved in energy and environment issues for many years. I had the pleasure to meet them years ago when a number of us in Southwest Florida fought against putting an incinerator in our neighboring county, which sadly was built. Bob and Linda's knowledge about waste management was very helpful to Yat-Kitishi Native Center when Yat-Kitishi helped Seminole Indians fight a plan by Collier County government to permit a toxic waste landfill on the site of an independent traditional Seminole Indian village, the home to my friends, the Billy Camp. This proposed dump site would have required the forcible removal of a long-existing Seminole community, as well as endangering the health of predominantly poor migrant farm workers in the nearby town of Immokalee, Florida. Bob and Jan Krasowski's organization, the Florida Alliance for a Clean Environment, has been doing great work here in Florida, educating the public and lawmakers about the need to pursue less polluting and inefficient production practices and better ways of waste disposal that doesn't impact the environment or harm human health. The Alliance's focus on energy issues, especially advocating alternative energy, is an important issue here in Florida, in North America, and globally. One special project of the Alliance is their campaign to oppose municipal solid waste garbage burning technologies, so-called resource recovery energy production. We will be talking about this in their petition to the Florida Legislature. 36 years since the first Earth Day and 34 years since the historic United Nations Stockholm Conference on the Human Environment, which brought world attention of the important need to better protect our planet's environment, humankind continues to respect Mother Earth by literally trashing our planet. The modern world is a throwaway society where we humans continue to voraciously eat up the Earth's resources and discard much waste as a result of our consumer lifestyle. This waste, which is often called garbage, is not only often toxic itself, but when burned in incinerators, creates even more deadly poisons which impact the health of all life, including us human beings. Persistent organic pollutants, POPs, like dioxin, a known carcinogen, a cancer-causing agent, are emitted into the environment as air pollution from garbage burners, many of which are predominantly located in poor people and people of color communities. This is a form of environmental racism. It is an environmental justice issue. This situation is likewise often the case in the so-called Third World, where garbage and toxic waste from wealthy developed nations is dumped in less developed countries whose politicians are more than willing to get rich by accepting waste dumps in their country. I've seen a number of these examples in my travels in the world. Waste disposed in landfills or dumped into the ocean likewise contaminate the lands and seas, thereby poisoning the planet's web of life, which is also our food chain, thereby impacting human health. The Akinishi Native Center and many other individuals and groups around the world are very concerned about a healthy and clean environment. Many of us are working to promote ways to reduce the need for using the vast amounts of energy and natural resources our societies currently use and waste, as well as the amount of garbage and toxins generated by our lifestyles. One such international organization that I, like today's Wolf Mountain program guests, Bob and Jan, are members of, is GAIA, Global Anti-Incinerator Alliance, also called Global Alliance for Incinerator Alternatives. I encourage all of our worldwide listeners to visit GAIA's website, www.no-burn.org. Again, visit GAIA's website, www.no-burn.org. I would like to now welcome Bob and Jan Krasowski to Wolf Mountain Native Radio.
Thank you, Ernest, for having us today. It's a pleasure being here. I'll let Jan do the initial introduction.
Well, hello, I'm Jan Krasowski. I am a local art teacher and artist and have always been interested in environmental issues ever since I was a young child. I feel that it's important that every person take a part in preserving our environmental safety and purity.
Thanks, Jan. As Jan said, we both share that interest in the environment. And what we have done as residents of Florida have most recently organized under the Florida Alliance for a Clean Environment to pull people together to work on advocating for clean energy processes as opposed to polluting and dirty energy processes. And we're focused on the Florida legislature, which is now in session, and particularly a situation that has developed where Florida law now encourages garbage burners, incinerators, to the extent that a community with a garbage burner incinerator is not allowed to remove combustible recyclables from the waste stream going to that incinerator, and then any new incinerators or actually existing incinerators as well, if they have financial viability problems because they can't get the garbage they need to run, they can extract from the combustible recyclables, paper, cardboard, and the like, and burn that. So this interferes with recycling, and also it puts incineration in front of the line as far as being catered to for resource management. And this was last year this law was passed, but this year they've included garbage burning in the category of biomass, and then move the definition of biomass, or biomass is part of the definition for renewable energy resources, which means that the biomass garbage is in competition for funding as a renewable resource with wind and solar and other actual clean energy potential sources of energy, and we're objecting to that because garbage is not renewable. Who wants to keep making the same amount of garbage we have? And it is not clean. When you burn garbage, there's not a garbage incinerator in the world that's a clean burner, so we don't want to be supporting those type of activities. We want to see the state put our resources, our financial resources, into supporting and developing what it does exist now as opportunities for solar and wind and other clean technologies.
In today's program introduction, I mentioned how the subject of waste management and the very important need of society to reduce, reuse, and recycle the resources and products we humans consume, and the very serious environmental pollution and toxic health impacts from our waste stream are global problems. It is perhaps hard for some people to think about how to deal with this major issue. My answer to this is the environmental principle: think globally and act locally. The work you folks have done over the years here in Southwest Florida exemplifies this. Bob, would you please talk about your work encouraging the county school system to start recycling? This is an example of a needed way of thinking we humans must do in order to protect Mother Earth and ensure an environmentally sustainable community.
Okay, a little bit of history to this. We started in 1984 when we first started studying this whole issue, when there was a proposal to build an incinerator right here in Collier County, right next to the Everglades and near so many endangered species and in some very clean habitat locations. We learned about all about that, and then we had known before that about recycling and composting and all these other ways of managing discards. So we became educated at that point. Then in the year 2001, after participating in the rejection of that idea in 84, in 2000, another incinerator company was back getting the interest of our local county commissioners. And so as part of that process, we held some workshops and a workshop design charrette to develop what we might do as an alternative to burning. And that was very successful. So we took the ideas that were solidified through that process, and we brought people in from California and from Delaware and up in the Northeast. People had input in Washington and Oregon, where they have a lot of progressive things going on. And we applied that, which we knew already, and what was reinforced by that particular workshop, and applied it to the school system. And Jan is a school teacher, so she volunteered in her school to be the recycling coordinator for that school and implemented these programs that were very successful. And I'll let Jan run through exactly what she did and how that worked out.
Well, with the Collier County school system, the main idea was to collect as many recyclables as possible, and through the collection of recyclables, that causes the garbage, the quote-unquote trash that is collected at the schools, the amount of that to go down. So when the amount of trash goes down because more recyclables are separated and put into recycling, then you can take the dumpster that collects the trash and lower that dumpster size, which saves the school system at least $200 a month. Saves the school itself at least $200 a month, and then that pays for the recycling program itself. And once you introduce the recycling programs in the right way to the students, they are very, very enthusiastic about it and really do a great job at recycling everything that they can. The school system itself has started implementing the recycling program. It's taken years for us to get them to this point, but they have started, and they have started reducing some of the garbage dumpsters. So therefore, the recycling program is beginning to pay for itself. And what we have tried to show the school system and what we have proven through the recycling model recycling project that I ran at my school is starting to come to fruition. I'm enthusiastic that, and I'm hopeful that perhaps they will do the right thing and continue in that way.
An interesting component of what Jan mentioned was the fact that we brought this proposal or designed this system and presented it to the school system 3 years ago. And they've been very slow in going in implementing this program. But it's starting up now, as Jan had mentioned. But it's actually pretty simple and straightforward. Each location, each school throughout the Collier County District, and there's about 48 or 52 or something in that range, they have an 8-yard garbage dumpster. We've successfully diverted a minimum of 20% of that material out of the garbage dumpster into the recycling container. So the eight cubic yard recycling containers collected once a week, that 8 yards plus 2 yards of cans and bottles and what they call commingled containers in another container attributes to the diversion of 10 yards a week. So that brings your needs down as far as garbage to a 6-yard container. And as Jan explained, it saved close to $200 per location. And the recycling 8-yard dumpster, the once-a-week collection of that, and the collection for the other containers that the commingled containers from the cafeteria and the metal and plastic containers, those only comes to a total of $90 a month. And so the monthly savings is like $110 in there per location, per school. Plus you have the benefit of diverting 20% of what used to go to the landfill back into industry and usefulness as recycling. And then we also did some evaluation of our lunchrooms and discovered an additional expense for two-yard dumpsters that were being used instead of just regular old garbage cans for cafeteria tray waste. Here they use styrofoam trays, something we're trying to change. The point being, once you get into an analysis of the overall system, there are surprises that are very positive as well that come along with just the basic recycling efforts. I'm sure it's not a new concept to people who have environmental interests that trying to deal with government entities and established groups and have them change their ways is often very difficult and slow going. So we've been persistent over the years to follow up on this, and now it's we're at least getting somewhere.
Down in the park one sunny day, watching all the paper blowing away. I said to myself, it is crazy to see litter blowing all around me, me, me. Litter blowing all around me. Yo, so pick up your paper, recycle it too. Don't be a litter bug, it's so uncool. Say that plastic around but they can't. Be proud to clean up your land, land, land. Proud to clean up your land. Be proud to clean up your land, land, land. Proud to clean up your land. Well, down at the beach, it is hard to believe the mountains of junk washed up by the sea. There's glass in the sand, it's a ring or two. There must be something we can do, do, do. There must be something we can do. Yo, so pick up your bottles, recycle them too. Don't be a litter bug, it's so uncool. Save that plastic, round up the cans. Be proud to clean up your land, land, land. Proud to clean up your land. Be proud to clean up your land, land, land. Proud to clean up your land. Get back home and what do I see? There's garbage hanging in my very own tree. Wherever I turn, wherever I go, there's garbage flying high and low, low, low. There's garbage flying high and low. Yo, so pick up your garbage, recycle it too. Don't be a litter bug, it's so uncool. Save that plastic, round up the cans. Be proud to clean up your land, land, land. Proud to clean up your land. Be proud to clean up your land, land, land. Proud to clean up your land.
Music from environmental singer-songwriter Rosie Emery off her CD entitled We're All Interconnected. The name of that song was The Recycling Boogie. Rosie Emery is a close friend of mine, and as many listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, she and I, along with our colleague, Dr. Sue Carter, created the Wauchatobie Earth Charter Project, an environmental education and earth ethics program that promotes the values and principles of the Earth Charter. Our Wauchatobie project focuses a lot on youth education through our project's curriculum guide and school programs. One such wonderful example is Rosie Emery's Rainbow Roadshow Echo Concert, which she has performed throughout North America, teaching thousands of young school children about the beauty of nature and the need to protect our environment. For more information about our Wauchatobie Earth Charter project, please visit our Yatkinishe Native Center website, www.yatkinishe.org. My guest today on Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices is Bob and Jan Krasowski. from the Florida Alliance for a Clean Environment. That song from Rosie I just played fits right into what we were talking about, the recycling program your organization has introduced to Collier County Schools. Bob, would you please talk more about recycling, reuse, and reduction of our waste stream? What the three of us here are talking about is the principle of zero waste. Let me explain the meaning of zero waste as described by the organization Gaia. Zero waste refers to a range of policies and practices designed to achieve a sustainable use of materials and the minimum of waste discarded. Zero waste is a design principle that goes beyond recycling by taking a whole system approach to the vast flow of resources and waste discarded. Zero waste seeks to eliminate waste, reduce the quantities and toxicities of materials used, and reuse, recycle, or compost discarded materials. Zero waste applies sustainable development principles to resource and waste management. The goal of a zero waste program is to dramatically reduce the amount of discarded materials going into incinerators and landfills. Bob, would you please share your comments?
Recycling is an important, certainly an important part of this, and reuse as well, being using things over and over. If we throw something out, it's better to give it to someone who can fix it or has an interest in using it. And programs along those lines are well known all around the world and in this country, particularly California. But another component of this is waste reduction, and that uses design. It involves people seriously considering what materials they use to make products, how they make the products, and how the products are shipped, and how the packaging that we receive them in, and do a high level of analysis on how they can reduce the waste in that strategy by using like reusable containers rather than cardboard boxes and excessive packaging, get into more basic, simpler packaging. The redesign of every element of our resource use system can lead us to reduction in wastefulness. Take the toxics out of the process, eliminate toxins from being contained in it. Then, as we do that, then when we move into having materials we want to discard or don't need anymore, then those materials are clean from toxins. And with the studies that we do, we find that then those things are ready to be reused, or if they reach the end of their life cycle, then they're made of something that is compostable or reusable as fiber, as in paper products, reusable as aluminum or any element in the waste stream. Dan Knapp, a gentleman out in, a sociologist in California, who was a professor but had found more enjoyment out of working out a contract with Berkeley, California, and extracting waste from the things people were throwing out in the landfill. He would take them and fix them up and sell them. Still now has a resale place, and has applied his abilities as a sociologist, a PhD, to waste. Has a place out there is called Urban Ore, and that brings up the image of mining the waste stream, and he's done that very successfully. And he's created a paper that categorizes everything in the waste stream into 12 different categories. So he finds a use for everything except for painted wood. That's a big challenge that is difficult to deal with. What do you do with painted wood? But other than that, he has reuse and uses and for everything else. So we've drawn a lot from him. So to your original question, there are many people across the country, around the world, that are working on these issues, and the Grassroots Recycling Network and the Gaia organizations are two of the most sincere, focused groups that are available to help people with.
With recycling, recycling has really grown in the past couple of years, but everyone has to be very, very careful to make sure that the things that you are putting out to be recycled are actually being recycled in a safe way. And I'm sure Bob will touch on this with the Florida Energy Plan. A lot of times things are said to be recycled when they're actually burned in an incinerator. So everyone has to really check out to make sure they know where the recyclables are going and how they are being used and if they are really being truly recycled into new materials or not.
That's a really important point, Jan. In fact, Yacht Kiddushin Native Center recently was able to get some new computers for the studio before we went ahead with our final purchase. Betty and I looked into, took a lot of time, where the other, quote, older computer was going to end up. And as it turned out, they really weren't going to recycle most of the components. And as you know, because you folks focus a lot on the subject of recyclable materials, there are a lot of toxins in computer boards, and we ended up being able to actually get the computer refurbished and given to another Native organization that didn't need quite the same sophistication that this newer system has. But it's very, very important, whether you're talking about computers or even your cans and bottles, just basically make sure that the companies involved and the governments involved really do live up to the contract. And it brings me to the question of how, from my point of view, a lot of the waste management, quote, that's done in the United States and perhaps in North America is really multinational big business. Waste management, for example, here, I myself have had a lot of dealings with that particular conglomerate and trying to prevent them from putting a waste dump on a Seminole community years ago that some listeners are familiar with. So I really don't trust waste management whatsoever, and I'm wondering if you might talk about how a lot of the waste management is done now by multinational corporations or large national corporations whose bottom line is more economic than perhaps environmental. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I think you're correct, and I remember back to the days when your efforts were to manage more reasonably the waste stream in Collier County here, and as it relates to landfills. This is a general reality, and I believe now there are four major waste companies, the ones that make their living on landfills, and on as some of them have affiliations with companies that make their living on burning garbage. Due to the nature of the structure of the service they provide, they're very much an integral part of a local government and have developed relationships and, even more importantly, contracts with governments, and they're very sharp in their business abilities. Of course, when they provide an easy solution, just dump everything in the hill there, a lot of times the way things are set up, the government officials go, well, sure, we'll do it that way, it's easy, and then we're done with it, and it's out of sight, out of mind. Of course, we know it's not. It's a pile of toxic stuff or a pile being burned with a landfill in the sky. But but that is very much an important aspect of this, is to recognize that the established order of things, and I don't know who it was, but somebody once said the hardest thing to do is change the established order of things. This effort, as well as so many others, we go up against these people who have an interest that do not share our environmental or ethics or lifestyle choices or sensitivity to preserving quality of environment or life. And so oftentimes that's the challenge, is to match their effort and get around them. And I know that you're correct, and historically that is the big challenge.
Calls from inside. are the elders, our children will be heir to this earth home. We leave our legacy. Can you feel the rainbow bleeding? Can you hear the forest cry? Can you sense the circle bleeding? Can you sit and watch her die? The fathers within, whole is our being. What was is again. Ask your soul, the heart can reach it, lest you pass without a track. Every child will live the answer, every child will wonder why. We can feel the rainbows fading, we can hear the woodlands cry. We can sense the circle bleeding, we awaken by her side. Pray for our mother, sleep by her side. She calls from inside. She calls from inside.
You are listening to Yatkidichi Native Center's Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices focuses on protecting Mother Earth and defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples. We are broadcasting on Radio for Peace International. Radio for Peace is the voice of peace, promoter of the environment, champion of human rights, denouncer of hate and injustice, advocate of the oppressed, defender of truth. Radio for Peace International is global community radio.
The song you heard prior to our Yatkidichi Native Center program identification was entitled Pray for the Mother from Blackfeet singer-songwriter Jack Gladstone off his Hawkstone production CD, Noble Heart. In the studio today are Bob and Jan Krasowski, directors of the Florida Alliance for a Clean Environment. Bob and Jan have been environmental activists for many years, especially in the area of waste management. Much of their work has focused on the environmental and health issues of incinerators and landfills. The toxic effluents that pollute the air, land, aquifer, and surface waters poisons the very ecosystems we humans and all other life depend upon. Incinerators spew out large amounts of dioxins, for example. Science and medical research have documented the lethal impact dioxins and other persistent organic pollutants, POPs, have on the environment and human health. Dioxin is a known carcinogen, as well as being harmful to a person's immune and reproductive systems. The United Nations Environment Program has classified dioxin as one of the 12 POPs requiring priority for global action. The Florida Alliance for a Clean Environment advocates the principle of zero waste, where society discards the minimum amount of waste possible. This can be achieved by reusing materials and by reducing the quantities and toxicities of materials used, reused, recycled, or composted. The overall goal of zero waste is the elimination of waste and effluents from society, thereby ensuring a clean and healthy environment for all life and future generations, an ethic we indigenous peoples have always lived by. One important aspect of what's now called waste management that we have been talking about in today's Wolf Mountain Radio program is the issue of using incinerators as a source of energy. Across the United States, as well as here in Florida, there is strong political pressure to encourage solid waste garbage burning technologies for generating electricity. As we have said, expanding or building more incinerators is not a safe, clean, or renewable energy path. This policy directly undermines waste prevention, reuse, recycling, and composting efforts. Scientific studies have well documented the very toxic health impacts to communities from municipal solid waste, so-called resource recovery burners. The Florida Alliance for a Clean Environment are fighting this serious issue with a petition to the Florida State Legislature. This petition is posted online on Gaia, the Global Anti-Incinerator Alliance website, www.noburn-burn.org. Again, the Florida Alliance for a Clean Environment petition is posted online on Gaia, the Global Anti-Incinerator Alliance website, www.no-burn.org. I would like to now ask Bob here in the studio to please read his petition.
Petition to the Florida elected officials and public agencies. We, the undersigned, join in this effort to communicate to the Governor of Florida, the Honorable Jeb Bush, his Honorable Cabinet, and the Honorable Legislators of the great state of Florida, our concerns over the present course of action regarding the use of municipal solid waste incineration, waste-to-energy, resource recovery burn facilities, or high-temperature conversion technologies as a waste management tool or as a generator of energy. We request action be taken to alleviate our concerns by implementing our request, putting Florida on the path to a healthy, economic, and environmentally sustainable future. Whereas, garbage is not a renewable resource, and its use as a fuel does not represent clean, green, or renewable energy. Therefore, we request the removal of waste incineration in its various forms from a list of clean energy or renewable energy producers. Whereas, garbage burning technologies are waste enablers, necessitating the extraction of subsidized raw materials from nature to replace the valuable materials burnt, and do not provide a solution to the overabundance of waste in our society, but actually perpetuate the disposal society and waste culture. Therefore, we request the development of a waste reduction task force within or outside the Florida Department of Environmental Protection to develop and support a conservation culture. This task force should develop serious waste reduction programs that identify where unnecessary waste is being produced and develop standards that require that at the source of the waste to eliminate the wasteful byproduct of their activity. This producer responsibility program, among other things, shall put the responsibility for disposal on the product producer, not on the community as an unfunded mandate. The project coordinator for the Florida Alliance for a clean environment through clean energy and resource management policies should be a member of the task force and be involved in the selection of the other task force members in order to assure a fresh look at solutions to energy and waste management challenges. This task force must be able to work independent of the influences of the burn technology consultants and advocates. Whereas garbage burners are a significant source of air pollution, putting numerous chemicals, heavy metals, and particulate into the air, emitting toxins detrimental to the public health, Clean Air Act compliant or not, which are especially damaging to children, the unborn, the elderly, wildlife, and natural resources. Therefore, rather than focusing on polluting energy generation, we request that every effort be made to use proven clean energy efficient systems and products. Waste heat from household, commercial, and institutional air conditioners, when recovered, offer a known savings of energy. Saved energy generates no pollution. Saved energy avoids the need for generating energy from any polluting method. All new buildings should be required to use waste heat recovery systems, and financial help should be provided to retrofit replacement systems. Passive solar hot water heaters should be required to supplement conventional hot water heating systems on all new and renovated hot water systems. A clean energy financial assistance program should be set up to finance the initial extra cost of purchasing clean energy systems and high efficiency products. Energy Star appliances, waste heat retrofits, and solar water heaters. The money will be recaptured as part of the energy bill of the recipient until all is repaid. This recapture plan will allow the recipient to experience an initial savings that will increase when the system's differential cost is paid for. Whereas municipal waste burners and other poor resource management planning techniques are an imposition on future generations, inhibiting the ability of future leaders to design waste discarded resource management systems that are truly environmentally sound and environmentally sustainable, garbage burners lock communities into contractual agreements for municipal waste that directly contradict waste prevention and recycling efforts. This destroys local resource management flexibility and interferes with the ability of future leaders to protect the health, safety, and welfare and resources of their neighboring communities far into the future. We request that Florida legislature realize that there is no justification for building new burn facilities that pollute and are dependent on future waste to sustain operations. This, in fact, represents bad planning. We call on the legislators to maximize energy conservation programs, implement real clean green energy programs such as wind, solar, and environmentally safe ocean current technologies, maximize waste reduction policies and programs, and implement producer responsibility regulations. The future is in conservation, efficiency, clean solar, wind, ocean current generating sources of energy, not dependency on the continued generation of garbage and waste. Whereas last year, 2005, the legislature passed laws that encourage communities to consider building garbage burners. Another part of the law disallows the recovery of combustible recyclable materials from the waste stream going to these facilities. Still another provision allows exemption from recycling requirements in the event a burner experiences, quote, financial viability problems, unquote, and needs to burn some of the recyclables to stay financially afloat. These types of laws put incineration at the top of Florida's waste management hierarchy, undermining waste reduction, reuse, recycling, and organic composting initiatives. Therefore, we request that the legislature rescind the laws passed last year, Title 29, Chapter 403.702, Section 2I, that encourages communities to consider high-temperature burn conversion technologies, quote, incinerators, when developing new waste handling programs. Rescind the law, Title 29, Chapter 403.706, Section 6A and B,
that protects the waste stream flow to a burner from recycling when it is dedicated to the so-called Energy Resource Recovery Facility burner, and rescind the law that allows the diversion of recycling materials to a burner that needs the recyclables to maintain financial viability, and strike from all existing and pending laws any provision that accommodates the expansion of existing and or the building of new high-temperature, pollution-emitting, health-threatening, waste-enabling, incinerator-type conversion technologies, resource recovery, in quotes, burners. And this is from the Florida Alliance for a Clean Environment through Clean Energy and Sustainable Resource Management Policies, Bob Krasowski, Project Coordinator. And if anyone is interested in getting in touch with us, our email address is the word alliance, the number 4, the word clean, the abbreviation for the state of Florida, FL, at AOL.com.
Well, dear friends, we are nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. We shall conclude today's program with a song from flutist Coyote Old Man off his CD, Floating on Evening, Songs from Otter River. The title of the song is Osprey. Ospreys are beautiful birds we call sea eagles that are still common here in Pahayogi, the seminal term for the Everglades, a special part of Mother Earth we need to protect from any further degradation or destruction. Until next week, we thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio. This is your host and producer, Ernest Pritzker. Aho, Kanan Wintakwasin, to all of our relations.